Well, Father, I know for myself, as I sing the worship songs to you, Lord, that I feel your spirit deep down within my soul. I thank you and praise you, Lord, that you've entered my life. I thank you and praise you for the free gift of salvation. And Father, your word says you're no respecter of persons. What you've done for me, you'll do for others. Lord, I pray that there's people in here today who are longing for a change. Something, they're missing something, Lord. And I pray today they'll hear a word that will pierce their heart and know that they need you, Lord. We need you now more than ever, Jesus. Father, I pray for Mickey as she gives the word today. What a wonderful woman of God here. I know she's a little tiny thing, but she's a firecracker and she's on fire for you, Lord. I pray, Lord, you give her the boldness that she needs to speak the truth to those who need to hear it. Father, convict our souls, each and every one. And Father, I pray that someone here will get saved today. Saved from what? Saved from the eternal damnation of hell. And only you can provide that, Lord. You are the one and the only eternal God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the clothing and all the free things, Lord. Thank you. All free in the name of Jesus. We'll give you all the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, once again, this is my friend, Mickey. I've known Mickey for quite a while. She's been coming down here for the last few months, her and her daughter Tammy, and she's got a real heart to give the word. As soon as she came down, she said, "When can I give the word?" So today is her day, so be kind and listen to her, and I pray in Jesus' name that you hear a word from the Lord. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I want to thank you for being here this morning, and I want to thank everybody that comes in here and works so hard to help you have a good lunch, breakfast. Have you noticed it's Halloween, and there's all these witches and goblins and little folks running around like ghosts? Well, I'm going to bring you the Holy Ghost today. Yeah. And I want you to be sure that you listen to what I say, because this is a beautiful story. And it's a gift to you that you can take with you, leave this place, and be satisfied that you have a gift with you that will always be with you. There was a lady, Elizabeth, and her husband, Zachariah, that lived in a little town outside of Galilee. And one night, the Holy Ghost appeared to them. A person that we've all heard of is not a ghost at all. God sent his one and only archangel to visit Elizabeth. And he said to her, "Elizabeth, you're going to be with child." She said, "What? I'm old. I can't have a baby. We tried and no." He said, "But God has favored you because you are people who have lived for him, do what he asked, and you never have cried and carried on about the things you don't have." So one day, Zechariah hears about what this happened, and he's on his way out to burn incense in the temple. He was a priest. And the angel visited him and told him of his wife's good news. And he said, "Oh, that can't be." He said, "We're old." He said, "Well, it's because God favors you that you will have this child." He says, "Oh, well, I'm going to name him Zechariah." He said, "Oh, no. No, no. His name is going to be John." Zechariah said, "Well, I don't think that's right because I'm going to be the father." He says, "No, doesn't matter. He wants him to be John. So now, since you don't believe God or me, an archangel stands in here, then you will not be able to speak until this event happens. And away he goes. Well, the next thing we hear is that Mary, a virgin who lived in a little town in Galilee, was visited by the same archangel. And he said, "Mary, God has favored you. You are going to have a baby." Mary said, "What? I can't have a baby. I'm not married. Joseph and I are engaged, but we're not married. How can that be?" And he said, "Because God is going to come over you with the Holy Spirit, and you are going to be with child." So Mary said, "Oh." She said, "Well, the town, what will they say?" He said, "No matter." He said, "We will protect you." He said, "You will not have any problems. Everything's going to go smooth. And you will always have protection from God." So she said, "All right, I'm on for this." So she tells Joseph, well, I would imagine Joseph was a little disturbed since they had never been together in the first place, and she was a virgin. So Joseph loved Mary so much, and apparently they worked it out. We know they did, because they made this trip to Jerusalem, to Bethlehem, where the baby was born, in a manger. Now you might say, what's that got to do with anything? Well, when Jesus was born, God gave him the Holy Spirit to walk with him as a child growing up, so that nothing would ever, ever befall him or hurt him. Only give him good things. So as the story goes, Jesus lived to be about 30 years old and was crucified. Well, when he rolled back that stone and came back into town, he visited Mary. And the story says that he was here about 7 weeks and then went on up to heaven. And on his way up to heaven, he told the folks standing down there, he said, "I leave with you a gift. This gift is the Holy Spirit. And he will be here forevermore to comfort you, to protect you, to make you realize and have good thoughts, intelligent thoughts, and know that you are protected." And he said, "Okay, I'm leaving." In other words, there he went up to heaven. Now, this story today is because I want you to know that there is hope, there is protection, there is love, and they will never ever make fun of you and get away with it, or dig you and tell you that you're full of it, because you're not. I know, because it took me 40 years to figure out where I belonged. And when I did, it was nothing but joy. Oh, I have ups and downs. I have them today. God didn't promise us a rose garden down here. And so I want you to know that today, all you have to do is ask that Holy Spirit in. And I pray you will do that, because it's a comfort that will help you. I'm going to give you a good example. I was sitting in church one day, and it was a good service, as always. But I couldn't get my mind in gear and listen to what Pastor Charlie was saying, because I couldn't get anything right, it seemed to me, right about then. So I said,
Jesus, if you're here, would you please just give me a sign? I'm failing here. I don't know what to do, and I'm just all over the place. Well, I got this tap on my shoulder, and I look around over here to the right, and nobody was sitting in the seat beside me, and behind me, the lady was intent on what Charlie was saying, and her husband was dozing off. So I knew that nobody had really, really touched me. It had to be the Holy Spirit. Well, I got up and the end of the service, and everything was going along just fine. And I was separated at the time from somebody that I loved very much. And I had prayed and prayed and prayed that I would hear from him and that it would be a good call. But what do you know, my phone rang after I came back home from being out and about. And it was him. And he said, "Hey, what are you doing? Why don't you come over? Blah, blah, blah." Well, that happened, and it was kind of a beginning. And we finally got back together again. But, you know, it wasn't a good thing. And, you know, sometimes God's like any father that loves you. Yet, aggravate him long enough, he'll give you something and let you find out it wasn't a good thing. Yeah, Naaman is right. And so, with that being said, I went on to find out that there was much more to do, many more people to love me, that, you know, when you are a follower of God and you walk with him and you talk with him, he never lets you down. He'll be there come hell or high water, he's there. And let me tell you, I know that all of you sitting out here, every one of you, have probably got a story to tell. And I'm sure you have your ups and downs. But when you walk with Jesus and you talk with him, he talks back. And I'm going to give you an example of that. My granddaughter, my first granddaughter, and I were sitting in my car going, I was taking her back home. And she was just 3 years old. And my mother had passed away when she was about almost two. And I said to her, I said, "Jamie, do you ever think of Grandma Reed?" And she said, "Oh, yeah. I talked to Grandma." I said, "What? You do?" She said, "Yeah, Grandma talks to me." And I said, "What does Grandma tell you?" She says, "Grandma tells me she loves me and be careful I don't get hurted." I said, "Oh. And you really hear her? And do you see her?" She said, "No, I just hear her." I said, "Where do you hear her?" And she said, she looked at me like I was goofy. And she tapped her little chest. She said, "Right there." And I said, "Okay, honey." And, you know, I'll tell you, from the mouth of babes come the most intelligent things you're ever going to hear. Because, you know, we got to take good care of them. But, folks, I love all of you, just like God loves you. And I want you to have the Holy Ghost. Remember, Jesus said, "This is my gift to you." And he meant that. Jesus is a loving person. But folks, I'm telling you, if you are listening to what's going on around you and you see the murders, the shootings of little children that are not necessary at all, period, no shooting is right. People are killing their relatives and everything else. Not to speak of the gigantic floods and storms that we're having. I challenge you to go to the back of the Bible and read Revelation. You read it from front to back, and if you aren't shaking in your boots, there's something wrong with you. I'm telling you. Because what would it be like for you? Say you're walking down the street and you've got friends with you. And you're all laughing and having a good time, and all of a sudden there's a thundering storm and rumbling and a blowing of the horns and bugles. And somebody looks around and their friend next to them is gone. Where they're gone is up. And where are you? If you're still down here, you're in a world of trouble. I'm telling you. Because the Bible says that when the end comes, the ones that were following me, I will take up first and will come from the grave. And the ones that are walking on here are all going to be going up there. And if you're not going with them, you did something wrong. And it's really easy. It's easy to love Jesus. Let me tell you, if you can't love Jesus, you can't love anybody. And so I ask you to please, today, just think about what I've said. I want you to go out of here loving Jesus. There's an altar over here. We're going to be over here when I'm all done. And we want to pray with you and send you home knowing Jesus and walking with him. I got good people down here. I know they're going to help me do that. I love you. Everybody working in this place loves you. And we just want the best for you. I'm going to close now because I think I've said what it really takes for you to know that you have a comforter. Okay? You're dismissed. You can go eat your breakfast. Thank you.